Dean Davis.
Last segment.
Appreciate you.
Love you.
Sometimes. We're a shocker, though. Shout out to Shocker.
Yeah, shout out to Shock. Yeah. No doubt. Everybody out there checking us out. We love y'all.
Which one are you going to get into first?
Let's get into Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yeah.
Jerry Reinsdorf says that he has no recollection of advising a former Marlins president to finish in second place every year.
That sounds like something Jerry would say.
I'm an old man. I'm confused.
We've heard this in the past.
You know, Jerry Reinsdorf, when I first got into baseball, I've never told this story before, and I like Jerry very much, and I'm sorry, Jerry, but here it comes. He sat me down. I was 32 years old, just in baseball for my first of 18 years, and he said, you know what? Here's my best advice to you. Finish in second place every single year, because your fans will say, wow, we've got a shot. We're in it. But there's always the carrot left. There's always one more step to take.
So listen, I want to say this isn't true, but I don't think this man has a reason to lie. And I think we've heard this in the past when it came to Jerry Reinsdorf. But to be honest with you, the proof is in the pudding. The White Sox have only gone to the playoffs 5 times since he's been ownership. We've seen the Manny Machado debacle where Kenny came out and told us that their contract was better, but it was loaded with deferred money, when meaning it's not better. All right. So and we've only we've really seen that, for me to recollect right now, the White Sox jump out and get a free agent was Albert Bell, where it was like, no, we're going to get him. They don't do that. How often do they say, forget Budge? And they did have a run after the World Series ring where they were no lower than 7th in payroll for about 6.
Which was a shock to a lot of White Sox
fans. Yeah, about 6 to 7 years.
Did you hear what their payroll is next year?
I know that they're like $100 million below the threshold.
It's like at 27.5.
Yeah.
That's their payroll right now.
And that's before Abreu's resigned, but yeah, you're right.
If they resign him.
Okay.
Well, if you're getting JD Martinez, you can't have both, can you?
They're not letting Abreu go.
Yeah, they can.
They're not letting Abreu go. Yeah, but yes,
both.
Yeah.
You can have both. But they're not letting Abreu go. All right.
Got too many DHs on that team.
No, really, there's only one that's working.
Yeah, but you're planning on some other guys, at least giving them chances.
Adam Vaughn is, I don't think Adam Vaughn's coming up next year.
No, he's not really. No, not
Magical.
Andrew Vaughn.
That's what I meant, Andrew Vaughn. I don't think Vaughn's coming up next year.
Who do they got now? The catcher. That's probably not a catcher.
No, Collins isn't. That we can wish on a star if you want. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Okay.
We've been waiting on Zach Collins for a long time. So to me, you got a guy in Abreu that can play some first, but is a DH. You can bring in another guy, and at least you have power. And you put that behind the guys that they already have.
Yeah, we was kind of going over, we were talking about JD Martinez eventually, maybe possibly signed to the White Sox, and it was kind of be around him. But going back to the point of Jerry Reinsdorf, it wouldn't shock me if he did tell him that. I said before, I mean, I just heard the clip. And he basically said, like, hey, man, listen, I don't mean to throw you out there, Jerry, but I got to. There's no reason for the dude to lie.
Why?
Why lie about it?
Or even a bit like this. If he's surmising the conversation, there's still some validity to the point or what the context is. Mm-hmm. The context is Reinsdorf basically told him, don't you try to go out there and try to win it all every year. It's basically what he said. Also, I wonder this, further diving deep down. I wonder if Jerry's even adding in market into that. Florida. Like, you guys aren't really going to be contending like that. Mm. And like, budget-wise, yeah, your owner can spend it, but y'all not going to be raking in that income.
They almost moved down there.
So I know. They were supposed to play in Tampa.
They both played in Tampa, yeah. So maybe he knows a little something.
Sox in the market, sharing it with the Cubs, who's the big brother. Looking at it through the same lens as a small market, basically. But it doesn't sound like that's what he was alluding to. It sounded like he was just saying, business-wise, the best thing is to keep fans wanting. And if you give them what they want, they're not going to appreciate it. So just leave them in the lurch. If you're in second, there's always a chance to be better.
But the thing is, eventually people pick up on that.
Yeah. Not Bulls fans.
But the thing about the Bulls fans, they had that great run in the 90s.
Called Lemmings.
Yeah. It's called championships. It's called banners. So that's going to keep rolling out. And then you get lucky with a hometown kid who was an MVP. It was something there.
They had more success.
Yeah, way more success.
Yeah, way more success.
Way more.
Listen, even if we just count the Derrick Rose rant and run.
I'm with you. It's way more. But you know that what he said to David Sam, that's true about the Bulls for sure.
Oh, what?
No, you don't think? Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I mean, I'm not saying that they wouldn't. But the good thing about the NFL, I mean, the NBA, they have a salary cap.
Yeah, so you have to spend something.
So, but also, because elite players are locked into a certain salary. They can only get paid so much. Compared to an MLB, a guy can come out there next year and be like, I want $400 million. Yeah. So I won't say the Bulls won't be in contention for elite players, but we know elite players won't come here because even to go along with what Ryan's saying, we don't think elite players talk about how deep down do the Bulls really want.
Yeah.
Like, that's a conversation. When you're talking about franchises to other players, is like, really, like, do they want to win? Would they do everything? Think about the fact with Mickey Arison that when Mickey Arison started not spending that little bit of money that the big three left down there in Miami, LeBron got mad. Yeah, LeBron was like, we're taking this pay cut. You're supposed to basically go into luxury tax.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is what we decided on in doing this. So we know that players view that when you don't go that extra mile and put that extra cash in there with tax-wise, it may hit you double fold. That players are like, dude, I'm doing all this and you're not giving me what you're saying. So I agree with you. I think it can apply to basketball, but I think just financially, basketball has a bit more allowances because players can't ask for the greatest amount that never had before.
Yeah. And the thing with the White Sox, they was never always at second place.
No.
So.
And he loves the White Sox too much to just have them be at second place.
Man. Can't wait to sell that team.
You in a Chicago market, you understand it. He did not have to be the second tier team.
Not initially. They took him off of Channel 9. That's what started it. Because
he was forward thinking way too far in the future.
Yeah.
But you're in Chicago. You don't have to be that second tier team. You didn't have to be that.
Or you don't have to be complacent.
You could be fighting for it. Exactly.
And at times you could be the first team.
Yes.
If they went on an extended run like the Cubs just did, like the 4-5, like I think that there'd be a lot more White Sox fans, regardless of if the Cubs were the more popular team.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people thought that coming with Frank Thomas and all those guys. Like, oh, man, listen, they just didn't have the success. They didn't have the success.
Because your owner was pushing for
the strike.
Strike.
Exactly. Like, wait a minute, hold on.
I know we can win this, but financially.
I want a World Series title, but I love money.
Exactly. Yeah, now, with the younger team, the talent you have on the South Side, hey, man, listen, you might be able to get that. You might be able to take off. And you might be looking at 5 or 6 year run on the White Sox.
They better spend this offseason with that little payroll.
They can't lowball nobody. They can't be like, we'll get it to you in 2045.
But see, the problem is who wants the money? Like Gerrit Cole, he's going to have options. You're going to be like, hey, man, we know we're rebuilding here. You want to come here? Like, is word
it's
really?
And I was looking though, at, Ken. But it's you know what?
I was reading a friend of the show, James Fegan in Affleck today, and talking about as far as the players coming here. And he was saying that when Nicholas Giolito and James McCann were at the All-Star game, that all they heard was positive stuff from other players. And that sounds good. Mm-hmm. But the question is, do other players really believe that, or are they just playing you lip service? And do they think, because this isn't the Cubs the year they brought in Lester. This isn't that they're not there. They're still not there yet.
They might need another season to show and prove.
So Gerrit Cole has enough belief. And mind you, Lester was going to his old management. Does Gerrit Cole have enough belief in the Sox that he's like, man, I think y'all gonna really try to do it? Mm. Like, so that's the problem with that. Like,
especially when the Cubs come in with a bigger offer?
Is the talent on here enough to make this team a destination to free agents in the MLB?
As we have to wait and see.
Yeah.
What about your other nice little tidbit?
All right. Adam Silver reacts as China TV cancels NBA games and broadcasts. Mm-mm. Adam Silver came out. We all know that Daryl Morey, the GM for the Houston Rockets, came out and basically said, freedom to Hong Kong. Now, if you don't know, especially like the last month, there have been violent demonstrations in Hong Kong.
Even worse.
A cop shot some kid last week out in the public. Every weekend – It's a very authoritative regime.
They control the media.
Government. I was about to say.
It's state-run. It's a communist country.
There's a camera on your face. There's, I think, in one trip to home, there's like 30,000 cameras that hit your face. And that's not to even talk about the cameras they have in space that can pick your face out or whatever. They tell these demonstrators they're not to wear masks. I think most of us look at Amazon and stuff like that, and they tell you, you know, if you wear a mask, it's a great combatant to facial recognition and things like that. You also send them with umbrellas. If you enjoy the freedoms that you have here in America, and we know America isn't perfect, you don't get those in China. All right. And it's also very oligarchy. If you look at kind of Russia and how money is funneled into who, it's not a capitalist society. Money is funneled into certain places because the people in control of the country can benefit from those people having the money in situations like that. So Daryl Morey is saying the right thing when he said freedom to Hong Kong. But damn, son.
He opened a can of worms.
Like, you know, the brothers was trying to, we be living off that China money in the summertime. Right? Like, damn, brother. Like, Derrick Rose grabbing his shoes right now. Like, damn, this is the only way I was getting that extra bread.
You aren't interested to see what LeBron's going to say tomorrow?
I think LeBron is not going to really hit that one.
But that's his thing. People, yeah. He hits it.
He does touch on it.
I think it's so big. When you're talking about China?
Well, I will say this. I think LeBron has a little bit of a cover because Adam Silver came out and said that they back or they are not going to reprimand or whatever, like however you want to kind of say it, what Daryl Morey said. Like, listen.
I just yelled at him a lot.
Yeah,
I cursed his ass out this morning. Yeah.
But, like.
We support freedom of speech, though.
We support freedom of speech.
Just now, not against other countries.
He's over there. I think Adam Silver's probably got there by now. He's on his way over there. He said he was going to talk to.
I believe he's there.
To the higher ups, if you want to say, within the country, try to smooth everything out.
Yao Ming is in hiding.
Oh, Yao Ming's pissed.
Well, Yao Ming is actually like, hey, he's upset. He's back in the government. He's back in the government.
Yeah, he runs the basketball.
Yeah.
But if you remember Yao Ming's story, y'all remember Jing Zhong Jin, I believe his name?
I remember the name.
Remember, well, before Yao came over, Yao almost didn't come over because they were always supposed to go back to China in the off season. Mm. And Jing Zhong was like, I ain't going. And at that point, China was like, we're not sending Yao. And the thing with Yao, and there was always the undercurrent of Yao could never bash the government because his parents were still over there.
Yeah.
And so, like, I listened to the New York Times Daily podcast. Is it the Daily? It's the Daily. And they had a good one on China. And there was, I listened to this about 2 months ago. It was a young man whose mother was in one of these camps. And I actually saw a news magazine, video magazine. I don't know if it was CNN or MSNBC. They actually went into one of these camps that they have where they do re-education in China. Mm. So there's one of the large groups they fight is not it's Hong Kong and it's their own people. I don't mean that their own people, but also native Muslims. And so these Muslims can't have beards. Women that have children, they take them away from their kids. And they may see their kids once a week and they go through this re-education so that they won't be terrorists because that's what they're worrying about. And they keep them in these dormitories. And it just goes through how strict and messed up it is. And again, things aren't right over here. But getting back to the Yao thing, because the young man was talking about he knew he would never see his mother again because the government basically did not care for him. And also because of what he was doing now, talking about it. And there was always the undercurrent with Yao, like, yeah, some he would never cross the line because he couldn't get his parents. He couldn't get his parents. They may not let his parents out of there. Right. You know what I'm saying? Especially being Yao and wanting to have leverage over him.
Right.
So that we're just trying to give you the context. And we have this. It's funny. I have this this article from Deadspin talking about the ESPN forbids discussion on Chinese politics when discussing Daryl Morey's tweet. And it really the article just goes into the fact that he's being really pussyfooted a lot and never got into the brass tacks of why Hong Kong is fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, so people don't know. We're not really talking about what China's doing wrong.
Yeah, you have to be really into politics and world events to understand what's happening.
But, what's a Ramon Shelburne? Mm-hmm. She was talking about this. She had learned in the last 48 hours the most she had ever heard about China was going on over there.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
You know. I mean, but America's very isolated, though.
Some people don't pay attention to the stuff right. like that. It's easy when you're here not to think about what other people are going through. I'm not saying that's right.
Well, also, too, they control what comes out with the media.
State media.
They do not allow just anything to come out. You can't use Facebook and things like that when you're in China.
Listen, they changed the wording of a tweet, the official tweet that came out from the NBA, going from saying, well, NBA was like basically like, hey, listen, we... back freedom of speech, and you know, I don't have the exact tweet in front of me, but the Chinese government or Chinese, because they use Twitter or they use something else.
It's something.
It's like a different. It's something different.
Yeah, something that they can control.
They control, and they basically changed the wording of the tweet, and the NBA had to come back out and say no. The English version is what we're actually saying. So they got control. They got control in everything. But to go back to LeBron James and a lot of guys who do speak out on these things, I think they might have gotten a little bit of a cover with Adam Silver.
Why?
But yes, but the finance.
Why do you think they got a cover with
because
Adam
he came out and said that we support
free speech.
Free speech and what Daryl Morey said. Listen, at first it was kind of like, hey, listen, James Harden was like, we sorry. He said it to the media like, hey, we apologize. We love it over here in China. They take care of us. But then the NBA to come back around and say like, hey, no, listen, actually, we back freedom of speech.
Of the Colin Kaepernick situation and the NBA, the Donald Sterling, even though when you look at the history of Donald Sterling, you can say the NBA didn't do what it was supposed to do a lot earlier. That's more the NBA saving face because they're supposed to be, we're the self-conscious league.
And plenty of government officials, I have statements from them, plenty of government officials are calling out the NBA on both sides of the aisle too.
So this is the thing. Adam Silver had to, one, save face with what he's established is what the NBA is today.
Mm-hmm. The American company, so their values, he said, go across seas.
This is their biggest importer of basketball. Yes. All right, largest import.
$4 billion or $5 billion a year, I believe.
So
that's just for the league. We ain't talking about that.
Now, when you say that Adam Silver gave him cover, I would say maybe the cover is if Adam Silver said the players can't say anything, I think that would have amped LeBron up to say, oh, yeah, I got to go in on this. Mm. So I think it's varying degree because I think LeBron always wants to show player power. Again, LeBron is wealthy, and I hate to say this. I don't know how much he likes his money because – to be honest with you, I hope if I was in this situation, because I always try to do the right thing, that I would just stand on what I believe in. But man, that is hard with that Chinese dollar and how much money you can make over there. And we're talking about basketball players.
The face of Nike's far and away.
Say, like, so we're saying Nike is there, right? Mm-hmm. We're saying all of his sponsors are in that. And we're saying that LeBron's gonna. I just don't think he's gonna rock the Apple cart.
I don't know if he's gonna come out.
I'm gonna
say
he may address it.
He ain't gonna come out with a t-shirt to say like.
But you also remember
hashtag.
What if he did?
That would be.
But remember, LeBron.
He probably won't make it back.
Do you remember though when LeBron? I can't remember which teammate it was, but before the "I Can't Breathe" thing.
Yeah, he was going around with the sign it was happening to happen. Something happened overseas and he wouldn't sign it or something.
Yeah, but LeBron initially would say, if I don't know enough about it, I'm not going to comment on it.
Right.
So he could still technically cover himself with saying, like, I think everybody should be able to speak their freedoms, but I don't know enough about this. I don't know if he's going to flame China. I'm just saying that.
Well, this is an interesting.
I'm just saying that.
This is an interesting thing about the NBA with China, though. And I've read many articles and listened to plenty of analysts say this. Because this is now not just like on ESPN. This is like on news channels now, right? Mm-hmm. So they basically say like the NBA is almost kind of like the second religion in China. They love the NBA.
Huge.
And they say like, listen. Walmart had to capitulate with the Chinese government. The airlines had to capitulate with the Chinese government. But he said, the thing is...
It's like California.
What do you mean by California?
It's so big that they can get, for instance, like the EPA and with cars. California knows that even with the deregulation that's taking place with the White House, that if they set their standard, basically car companies have to go off of that because they want to sell cars.
Oh, true.
In California.
With the NBA.
That's what
China.
You're saying as far as the financial control that China has.
Basically.
Yes.
But with the NBA, though, it's only one NBA. There is no other competitor to the NBA.
Uh-huh. Not the Shanghai Knights?
Not at all.
But?
Not at all. And they were saying, like, listen, they could be the one American company who doesn't have to kowtow so much to them.
Who said that? Because that's impossible.
No, I've heard plenty of people say that.
The Black League won. But let me get to this.
Are you talking about the straight power of... They say, listen, if you want the issues that you have right now, imagine if we decide to pull out of China altogether. Now, it has to come down to what the owners want to do, because I'm sure they have ties, financial ties, to China. Adam Silver is only doing what his bosses are telling him to do.
They just... I think it's See Something. I forget the name of the television.
CN.
Dog. They got rid of the Rockets games. They're not going to play them this season.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about the control the government has. I hope you know that if NBA became rebel rousers, they're not showing the NBA.
But that's the whole thing.
And
because the NBA is so powerful in China, the only what their thought.
I don't think they that their powerful, bro.
No. I'm not saying
that they're going to have an uprising over basketball.
No. I'm not saying they're going to topple over the government.
No basketball?
Not saying
like, I don't think they're going to tear that back.
But they already having issues right now.
Yeah, but I don't think the Hong Kong protest is going to be like, and no basketball.
They're, like, from the aspect of what they're saying, and these are analysts that study China or know what's going on over there more than we do.
They're saying
they're the one American company that doesn't have to bow down to them like other American companies had to.
Okay.
So,
but will they?
I don't know.
Will LeBron show support for Hong Kong, D?
I think he'll say something, but I don't think he'll go out there and be like, yeah, I'm
riding
with the
protest. But saying something is supporting.
Nah, you can dance.
Not to China.
Yeah, not to China, you can't.
China is like, you either are in or against.
True. I think, but...
The Nets is Chinese?
Yes.
He came out and said like, hey man, listen, I'm from there. Y'all don't understand what y'all doing. It's either black or white. It ain't no in between.
And especially put on top of that, the Black League.
But I don't think you think that has something to do with the Black League with the Chinese people?
Man, you think... Yes.
Okay. Right. Like, okay. Listen. Yes. Okay. All right. Fine.
I think at one point you get like, yeah, those blackies could fly in the sky, but yeah, we're moving on. Playing that baseball?
Baseball ain't got nothing on the NBA.
That's not what I'm saying. But the Chinese government is not going to be controlled by the NBA.
No one's saying that.
The Chinese, the NBA, regardless of the fact that they enjoy the entertainment, that authoritative government is not going to sit there and placate to the NBA.
No one's saying that they're going to placate to the NBA. What they're trying to say is the NBA is the one league.
The
one American company that doesn't have to capitulate to the government.
I don't think that's correct. I just don't. Listen, if McDonald's has to.
It's another restaurant.
Huh?
It's other restaurants besides
McDonald's. Yeah, but there is
no other NBA.
But there's nothing else. But still.
And they're like the second religion.
I'm not arguing with that. I still don't think the Chinese government. That government is not going to go into turmoil over losing the NBA. That's my point. In a dictator country, if the NBA keeps showing that they side with rebels, they're going to get that out
now,
of because that's what we've seen them
but
do.
But you're talking about the government. I'm talking about the people. That's two separate things.
But the government, but the point that we're saying is, unlike here in America, and again, we're not saying everything's cool in America, they control what you see.
They do.
So they can get the NBA out of there. It's not a situation like, let me finish. If the NBA lost its Disney deal, you can still find it on Twitter and stuff like that. It's not easy in China to do stuff like that. So I'm just saying, different avenues to still keep the NBA and get what you want. That authoritative government has so much control, they can box out majority of those.
But as of right now, these protests have been going on like crazy.
But let's not conflate the protesters with the NBA issue just because Daryl Morey was supporting the protesters.
Oh, very true.
They're not protesting.
Some people might not even care.
That's what I said. They're not protesting about the NBA. Not to put those two things and correlate them. We don't necessarily want to do that. I just think that government and what we've seen in the past, I've been doing a lot of China stuff the last 5-6 months.
What have you been doing?
I just news-wise, I've just been into it.
Okay.
And you just see, like, they don't play. It's not even. They don't. It's not even close to do they play.
But even if there was an issue of you saying they don't play, these protests are getting bigger and crazy.
But it has nothing to do with the NBA.
I'm not saying it hasn't.
But let's keep it on. But let's keep it on that though. Like that's what we're saying because you're saying that.
No, we're talking about the NBA and the protests. They are merged right now.
No,
that's
no,
the discussion.
No, no, no. This the discussion that we're having right now is does the NBA have leverage to kind of say what they want? Is the discussion we're having, and I'm saying they don't. That's the discussion we just had.
Mm. Now, Adam Silver just said we back freedom of speech. So if somebody comes out and says something, they have backing of the commissioner.
But what was he supposed to say?
Who's gonna say?
He was going to. I mean, Adam Silver in the pro.
He could have definitely said like, "Hey, no, listen, we He could have
got hit up.
They already got hit.
It would have been worse.
Now think about this though. They got hit up on both sides of the aisles saying, "Okay, we have. Okay, unacceptable. This is from Chuck Schumer, senator out of New York, discussing it and grotesque. That's from Marco Rubio, senator out of Florida, Republican. Shameful. Rick Scott, Florida, governor. Elizabeth Warren, the NBA chose his pocketbook over its principles. Now you have the NBA." Who is looking at this gigantic market like, oh man, listen, within the league and the players, man, this is rocking out, this is messing up my money. But the NBA comes out and says we support free speech, as know, Ryan said. They don't want you to say nothing.
But don't you,
either you with them or you against
but
them.
Don't you but isn't the NBA, they were just giving lip service though. He found the lane that was basically, because it wasn't going to make anybody happy, but it was the closest lane that he can take.
After that statement, the games were taken away.
Okay, but listen.
After his statement, the games were taken away.
No, those Rockets games were gone.
No.
Those Rockets games were gone.
After he said something, it was like another little verbal.
I don't know. After the Rockets games, from what I know, the Rockets games were gone after what Daryl Morey did. Those preseason games were taken
away. And then I don't know after this, but they reached out to their private companies and told them you got to take everything down off yourselves tied to the
Houston. But this is all I'm saying,
private industry over there.
This was the safest lane for him
in America.
Yes, to make both sides as unhappy as less as unhappy as possible.
In America.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so what about China?
But
what do you think they feel? How do you think they feel about his statements?
I don't.
We support free speech, and you know they don't.
I think China can still be upset, but I think if he said what Daryl Morey said was right, then the NBA is like he still didn't go in on China. He's doing what he can do as an American for a liberal league, quote unquote, a liberal league. Mm-hmm. He's fitting the lane that he can ride that is the safest. I'm not saying it's the best for either side, but it's the safest, grayest area that he can ride in right now.
Well, we shall see what they at least do. What happens. As you said before, the game's a blackout, but I'm very interested. I'm with you, Ryan. I'm very interested to see what the bigger players like a LeBron James says.
I want to see what LeBron says.
I'm very interested to see what he says. Because you had James Harden apologize.
You know he's going to get killed here in America if he says nothing.
He's the face of the Rockets, Yao Ming's team. Daryl Morey basically bus tossed him. Right, and you know James Harden just want a party anyway. He like, man, I just come over here to get my party on and collect that cash bag and get back on that plane. I had nothing to do with this. So
I'm MJ.
And it also the crazy thing before, but think about this too when you talk about James Harden. It hit James Harden before the commissioner had to say something about it because it's like, oh wait, the GM said this. The owner came out, Fertitta came out and was like, man, forget what he said, right? So the next Rocket that was impactful was James Harden. James Harden, he's the most popular Rocket outside of Yao Ming, period, for them. He's more popular in China, I'm sure, than Hakeem Olajuwon because Yao came after Hakeem. So, and that's China's team. So, again, you're going to want the player that's the face of that team to come out and say something about it. So, he was going to keep his bag.
I mean, I'm looking at something right now saying that, I don't know how true this is, I have to read the article, that the NBA might be the linchpin for the U.S.-China trade talks. This might be bigger than what we think it could be.
I don't know about that.
We shall see.
I think Biden's dirt is the linchpin for trying to trade talks. I don't know if you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think that's more important than.
But they came out said that China came out listen, said they wasn't going to do anything.
First now, of
you
all,
you believe them? That's one.
First
thing.
Of all, listen. Let me tell you why that's wrong. If you think Trump is going to do something to help the NBA. Who no team has showed up since he's been in office.
Oh, yeah.
He going to come there and be like, y'all should keep them up out of there. And give me that Biden dirt.
Well, I will say this.
I'll trade you.
the bright side of it, at least, is getting more Americans to notice what's happening.
What's really happening in China. Yeah, I agree with you totally. Yeah.